Good morning.
大家早晨。
I want to take this opportunity to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
藉住呢個機會同大家講聲聖誕快樂。
Next week, my wife's family will be in town, and then we'll head out of town together, so I won't be able to see anybody next week.
下個禮拜我會同我嘅太太一齊會去一個 trip, 所以會見到大家。
Well, it's always a great honor and privilege for me to be able to share God's word with you all.
好榮幸可以同大家一齊分享神嘅話語。
But before we get into our sermon, we're going to start off with a little pop quiz.
但係開始我呢場講道之前，請同大家有個突擊測驗。
So no pressure here, but I did share this message on the English side as well as on the Mandarin side, and they all got 100%.
你已經唔係第一次㗎啦，喺英文堂同埋國語堂，大家都攞到100分。
So this is a shortened pop quiz, but let's see how we do, okay?
And so, 看看大家
點。 So today's pop quiz is on math formulas.
今日嘅測驗係數學問題。
How many here are engineers?
英國人是工程師。
We should do fairly well here. Okay. Okay, so our very first problem, we're going to start off easy. This one is pi r squared.
第一個 pi r squared.
So what is this formula for?
这个公式是用来做计乜的
呢? Area, I heard it. Okay. Somebody said area of a circle. So to find the area of a circle, you take pi multiplied by the radius squared. Okay, good.
听到人讲圆面积讲得啱。
This helps me to review too, because I always have to remember this for my child. Okay, the second one is a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
就係呢一個方公式。
I heard right triangle.
Yeah, 或直角三角形。
Define. Anybody say it?Yeah, Pythagorean theorem. Good job, Elder Leo. Very good.
非常好。
So, Pythagorean theorem, this is to find the hypotenuse or one of the lengths of the sides on a right triangle. Very good.
不是定理是要找个斜边的长度。
Good, two for two. We're doing great. Okay. The next one, we're getting a little bit harder. 4/3 times... Wow, okay, I didn't even finish it. Very good.
未讲完已经有答案了。
Volume of a sphere, okay.
So, 头体积。
All right, now getting a little bit tougher. This next one is 1/3 times pi r squared times height.
这个会不会难一点呢?
This is, wow, good job.
圆锥体体积.
The Lee family is very, 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 very strong, okay? Yes, this is the volume of a cone. So in case you want to find out how much ice cream you ate, you can figure that out, okay?
下次大家吃雪糕想知道吃了多少计这个。
Last one was always the toughest one.3 times the square root of 3 over 2 times a squared.
这个比较难啲。
Now, a hint is a is one of the sides.
提示 a 是其中一边的长度。
Elder Kalang, you know this one?
想想到呢大家。
Now, this is probably one that...Most people would never really need to know.
很多人都不懂这个的。
But this is to find the area of a hexagon, a six-sided...
其实是六角形面积。
All right. So not bad, very good.
都挺好大家。
80%.
80分。
Okay. Now, as we think about all those formulas that we just looked at...
如果我们想想先那些公式。
We see that all, you know, we see all these different variables, A, B, C, R, H, W, pi.
大家看到很多的变数 A, B, C, R, H, W, pi.
And all these variables mean different things.
这些的变数都是代表不同的东西。
And depending on how they're used in each formula, they end up equaling different things.
也都是看这些公式在不同场合使用的时候，这些变数都有不同的数值。
But imagine going back 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago,If there was only one formula we had to memorize that could solve every equation in math,
大家想想，如果很多很多年前，如果有一条公式可以解答所有的方程式的话，
wouldn't school have been so much better?
咁读书就唔使咁辛苦啦。
So much easier.
好容易。
Now switching into this subject of parenting.
好啦，我而家谂下教养孩童嘅问题。
Wouldn't it be great if there was just one formula that guaranteed success for parenting a child.
如果有一條公式我們可以使用就可以有完美的教到完美的小朋友那會不會很好呢?
Now, being here at ACC for the past, I can't believe it's been 1.5 years now.
已經我喺呢個 ACC 裏邊係已經係一年半啦。
I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of amazing kids here at ACC.
我喺呢度見到好多好好嘅小朋友。
The thing is, not a single one of them is perfect.
但係冇一個係完美嘅。
And my children are not perfect.
我嘅小朋友都唔係完美嘅。
And they're not perfect because as parents, we're not perfect.
佢哋唔完美，因為我哋作為父母嘅，我哋都唔完美。
But again, wouldn't it be amazing if we could just say there's one formula that we could follow that would guarantee perfect children?
如果有一條咁嘅完美公式可以教到完美嘅小朋友，咁會唔會好正咧？
If I were to say today, follow these three steps, and if you follow them perfectly, then you will have perfect children.
如果我今日可以話俾你聽，你只要跟三個步驟，你跟足嘅話，就有完美嘅小朋友。
Well, unfortunately, nothing like that exists.
不幸地，呢個世界上冇咁好嘅嘢。
But God does give us His Word.
但係神俾咗我哋佢嘅話語。
And actually, that is so much better for us.
係呢樣嘢係更加好嘅。
Because if life was formulaic, like we saw in that slide,
因為如果生活係好似頭先嗰啲咁嘅公式咁機械化嘅話
，then life would be so robotic and so emotionless.
咁我哋嘅生活就係完全機械化冇感情噶啦。
But instead, God has given us choice.
但係神俾咗我哋選擇。
He's given us love.
俾咗我哋愛。
And He's given us challenges,
亦都俾咗我哋挑戰
so that we can grow in dependence on Him.
咁我哋可以學習點樣依賴神，去成長。
And so this morning we're only going to be looking at one verse.
今日我哋淨係睇一節經文。
It's a proverb.
係一個箴言。
And maybe it's a well-known verse that we've seen quoted. You know, when it comes to this idea or the subject of child rearing.
係一節好出名嘅經文。當我哋係講到係教養小朋友嘅時候。
But I think sometimes when we read this verse as parents, sometimes we fail to fully understand all the implications of this verse when it comes to raising our kids.
但我可能睇嘅時候好快咁睇，我哋會去 miss 咗一啲裏邊喺一啲係心意喺裏邊。
And so we're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
所以我哋今日睇箴言二十六章六節。
And it says this.
係咁講。
Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的路，就是到老，他也不偏离。
Will you pray with me before we get into our message?
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, we just pray right now that you would give us insight into your word.
主求你俾我哋今日系一个你嘅话语嘅深层意思。
Lord, help us not just to understand the words in this verse.
帮助我哋唔单止理解呢段嘅经文
，but help us to be convicted and challenged by your word.
亦都求你藉住经文嚟挑战我哋。
Speak to us now, we pray.
同我哋说话。
In Jesus' name.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
So today, as we look at this verse, we're going to look at three simple points, three sections here. One, we're going to look at the command of this verse.
所以今日经文会分为三段。第一段会睇到嘅系关于经文嘅命令。
And then second, we're going to look at the direction.
第二会讲到方向。
And then third, we're going to look at the principle.
第三系会讲到啲原则。
So first, look with me at the command.
首先我哋睇一睇个命令。
In the first part of chapter 22, verse 6, it says, "Train up a child."
喺经文前半段讲到教养孩子。
What does it mean to train up a child?
究竟教养孩子系咩意思咧
？The word translated here as "train" in my translation is the Hebrew word "hanak."
喺呢度教养系讲到希伯来书 "hanak."
Now, something to note: if you're looking in your own Chinese translations, this verse 6, is about 20 words long in the Chinese.
如果我哋喺中文翻譯嘅話，我哋睇到呢段經文係有二十個字咁長嘅。
But when you look at the original language of Hebrew, this verse is only 8 words long.
但係如果我哋睇原文希伯來文嘅話，呢段經文只係得八個字嘅啫。
And so you can imagine that this verse, or in 8 words, there's a lot of meaning and there's a lot of nuance that is packed into each word.
所以如果我哋係小心去睇嘅話，每一個字都有好深層嘅意義，同埋係有好細微嘅差別喺當中嘅。
Now in English, we have many translations out there.
喺英文其實都有好多個翻譯。
And so in my version, the English Standard Version, "hanak" is translated as "to train."
喺 ESV 裏邊嘅翻譯係訓練。
But in other translations, it's translated as "to start."
喺其他嘅翻譯裏邊可能係叫開始。
Or to point them.
或者係指住。
Or to direct.
或者係指揮。
Or to dedicate.
或者係奉獻。
Or to teach.
或者係教導。
Each word, they might be similar, but they all have their own specific usages and subtle meanings.
每個字其實都好相似嘅意思，但係佢哋都有特定嘅用法，同埋有啲係好subtle嘅意思。
Now, traditionally, the word or the way that this word was used, Hanak, it was used in the context of a nursing mother. And what they would do is they would use these crushed dates and put it on the finger to stimulate the roof of a baby's mouth.
呢個字原文嚟講係講到喺啲媽媽，佢要喂小朋友去飲人奶嘅時候，佢哋係用啲醒碎咗嘅棗，然後將啲棗擠喺個口裏邊去刺激小朋友去飲奶呢個動作嘅。
And so the stimulation of the mouth, along with the taste of the dates, would encourage the baby and its suckling motions, if you will, to benefit the child.
佢咁做嘅時候，呢個刺激同埋呢個棗嘅味道係會幫助個小朋友去更加嘅係學識點樣去做呢個動作。
Now those of us who have experienced motherhood, we realize that you have to build the child's instincts to start breastfeeding.
所以如果我哋有當中有媽媽嘅話，都知道我哋係需要訓練小朋友，等佢學識點樣去飲奶，去有呢個嘅本能。
So the idea of Hanak is to encourage them more and more in terms of this action.
所以 Hanak 嘅意思係鼓勵呢個小朋友更加做呢個嘅動作。
So that the child become more and more accustomed to this practice.
使到呢個小朋友係越嚟越習慣呢個嘅做法。
And so in my mind, to train is to start building a foundation for the child in the direction that he should go.
所以喺我心目中，教養呢個字係開始建立一個嘅根基，等到小朋友向住佢應該去嘅方向去做。
And so just as a mother is teaching the child to feed at the breast, you're building on this instinct to feed.
就好似我哋頭先講到媽媽去教小朋友飲人奶咁樣，我哋都係去建立呢個小朋友呢個嘅本能。
Now, eventually, as they get older, you start to introduce other forms of foods, and as you do that, you have to train them on how to take that as well.
當小朋友慢慢大嘅時候，我哋開始會引進一啲新嘅食物，而同時其實我哋都要去訓練佢哋食呢啲新嘅食物。
Now, isn't this the same when it comes to spiritual feeding and training?
咁喺屬靈餵養上面，其實係咪都係咁相似咧？
Early on, we start to establish spiritual habits with our children.
我哋一開始就要幫小朋友去建立一個屬靈嘅習慣。
We start reciting or reading simple passages in the Bible with them.
我哋可能同佢一齊去讀聖經。
We start saying simple prayers with our kids.
我哋可能會同佢一做個好簡單嘅祈禱。
It makes me remember when my youngest, right now she's 3 years old.
我記得我有個小朋友三歲嗰陣時。
And she started learning how to pray at the community Bible study.
佢學緊點樣去祈禱。
And we'd ask her, "Do you want to pray for dinner?"
咁我同佢講，你願意係我哋一齊為到我哋嘅晚餐祈禱啊
？And immediately, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the food."
咁我小朋友就唱得好好聽，好似牧師咁啦。
You're not gonna sing? But how strange would it be if our teenager or soon to be teenager was praying the same way?
但我諗啊，如果我哋嘅青少年都係咁祈禱嘅話。
Right, so we sing songs to them.
我哋唱歌
and we bring them to church.
我哋會帶去教會
But as they get older, they need more feeding, and they need to be able later to feed themselves.
當我哋越嚟越大嘅時候，佢哋要更加多嘅餵養，亦都佢哋要識得點樣自己餵自己。
How strange would it be if we were walking around ACC and we saw all of our youth at Lighthouse still walking around with baby bottles with milk?
大家諗下，如果我哋一間食 lunch 嘅時候，過去嗰邊見到啲 youth 啲青少年拿住個奶樽走周圍走嘅時候
，Or if we all go to Taylor for lunch and we see all the parents still feeding their teenagers with a spoon?
或者我哋去到 Taylor 見到啲家長係咁喂啲 youth 去羹係逐忽咁喂佢食嘅時候
，Why should that be any different when we think spiritually?
會唔會覺得好奇怪咧？但係我哋喺屬靈上面都會咁樣諗嘅喎。
Our children need to move towards maturity.
我哋嘅兒童需要慢慢去成長，去成熟。
Like it says at the end of Hebrews chapter 5 and later on into chapter 6.
就好似希伯來書五章或去到第六章嗰度咁講。
And I'll just have David read this passage in Cantonese.
呢度講到係凡只能吃奶的，都不熟熟練仁義的道理，因為他是嬰孩。唯獨長大成人的才能吃乾糧，他們的心竅習練得通達，就能分辨好歹了。所以我們應當離開基督道理的開端，竭力進到完全的地步。
Now the whole idea of this verse is whoever the writer of Hebrews is saying we need to be moving all of us towards maturity.
咁呢段經文嘅個作者係講到我哋係要去成熟
，understanding more about the Lord，
越嚟越了解神。
This fall, I had the chance to be an assistant coach for my son's baseball team.
今年秋天我有機會去幫助我個小朋友去打棒球。
Now he's 5 years old right now.
佢而家五歲啦。
And so in my mind, going into the season, baseball for five-year-olds, oh, it should just be about fun and, you know, just hitting. There's no outs and everybody runs and everybody scores.
咁我諗住去到啲咁小朋友嘅比賽，可能大家都係玩下啫，可能即係走嚟走去，走到癲曬咁 OK 啦。
But I didn't realize we are living in Texas now. It's not like that.
但我唔記得，而家呢度係德州，係唔同。
It's a little more competitive.
係更加有要更加競爭嘅。
So in our first game, suddenly the umpires are calling outs and you know people are making plays and parents on both teams are like yelling at each other.
但我發現嗰陣時係啲人係咁叫人出局，又好 care 啲分數，跟住啲家長係大家係大叫大鬧咁樣。
Again, here I was thinking, oh, it's just a friendly game. Just let them run and burn off energy and just, you know, they can play around or whatever.
我原本係諗呢個友誼賽啫嘛，大家跑嚟跑去咁玩下咪算咯。
But now they are actually learning real baseball with real rules.
但係呢度唔係啦，佢已經係學緊真正嘅規則，真正嘅比賽。
So being the competitive person I was,
既然我自己都係一個有鬥心嘅人。
Over the next few months, I would go out with my son and train him in baseball.
喺呢幾個月，我就去訓練個仔仔啦。
I'll tell him this is where you're supposed to go when the ball is hit here.
我就話呢度你要走，個波嚟到呢度你要走嗰度。
This is how you should stand so you can hit harder.
你點樣打個波先大力啲、硬啲
？This is where you have to go in order to make an out.
點樣先可以令到人嚟出局
？And he's 5 years old, but slowly but surely he started to get it.
佢五歲，但係慢慢佢好似明白喎。
Now, Gloria, is the video working? My wife, Gloria, she sent me, I was at a conference a month or so ago, and she sent me this video while I was there. And so I'll just show it to you real quick.
Gloria, 師母有呢段嘅片段。
My son is at the pitching position right now.
仔仔就喺度打。
Now that was the very last game of the year.
係最後一場比賽。
What you don't realize is the very first game he was not even looking at the ball.
大家估唔到第一場佢其實連個波喺邊都睇唔到。
Or what typically happened is when the ball was hit, everybody, all the rest of the team would run to the ball and make, you know, pile onto the ball.
或者當一個波打中嘅時候，成班人就攆曬個波度。
But I remember when she sent this video to me.
但我記得當師母 send 呢個video 俾我嘅時候
，I was so proud. I think I played this video like 50 times.
我對我嘅仔好自豪，我睇咗呢段50次。
And I was, you know, dragging my finger, going back, you know, frontward, backwards, you know, slow motion, seeing what he did.
將呢段片段向前向後慢慢睇好多次。
And I was so proud because he did everything I told him to do.
我好自豪，因為佢完全學教曬我教佢嘅，全部做得曬出嚟。
I told him if you're a pitcher, when they hit the ball, you have to react immediately.
我同佢講，你如果有個 pitcher 打個波嘅時候，你一定要即刻就有反應。
I told him they might not be able to hit it hard, so it might stop. And when you run to the ball, don't go and pick it up with your glove and juggle around with it. Pick it up with your throwing hand and keep running.
講到如果個波喺地下度嘅時候，唔好用個手套執，用個手執，咁可能會就掉得到噶啦。
And try to when you're running, try to pick it up at the same time so you don't lose your momentum.
一路跑一路執，唔好停。
And he did all of those things, and I was so proud.
我教佢全部做得曬出嚟，非常之。
When we think spiritually,
屬靈上邊。
You know, I think about some of the ways that my kids have been growing spiritually.
我諗起我個小朋友佢屬靈上面嘅成長。
You know how we go about memorizing verses at Awana.
點樣係由背經開始喺亞灣蘭裏邊
？Or how we can kind of push ourselves to pray a little bit more, thinking a little bit more about how we should be thankful to God.
或者係諗下點樣祈禱可以祈多啲，可以去向神多啲感恩。
About a month and a half ago, my wife and my oldest one, Addie, they had a chance to go on a mother-daughter retreat up in Dallas.
喺個半月前，我嘅太太同埋我嘅最大嘅女 Addie 有機會去咗一個母女嘅退休會度。
And my children, especially my older ones, tend to be very shy.
我個女通常都係會比較怕醜啲。
And so going on this one-on-one retreat just with my wife and Addie, they bonded and they shared and they were able to talk about a lot of deep things.
咁喺呢個機會一對一嘅機會，佢哋分享咗好多嘅嘢，好多深入嘅嘢都分享到。
And that alone time with mom was a great time of training and maturing for my daughter.
喺呢一段嘅時間係好好嘅機會去訓練同埋去成長。
And it was just what she needed at her age.
呢一段時間正正就係佢所需要去學習嘅嘢。
And so we see this command that we're given to train up a child.
所以我哋啱啱睇到係講到教養孩子嘅命令。
But next we see the direction.
跟住落嚟，我哋要睇嘅係方向。
Looking later on in this verse, it says, "Train up a child in the way he or she should go."
咁我哋睇落少少就係講到教養孩童，使他走當行的道。
Now there's two common interpretations when it comes to understanding what this way is.
關於呢個道，其實有兩個解釋。
The first interpretation is simply maybe one that we're more familiar with or we think about is the way of the Lord.
第一個解釋我哋會比較理解就係主嘅道。
We think of the way of wisdom when it comes to the Proverbs, right?
可能喺箴言裏邊，我哋睇到嘅係智慧嘅道路。
It's the way of wisdom or the way of salvation and eternal life.
就係救贖同埋永生嘅道路。
And as parents, of course, for sure, we are called to lead our children in this direction.
當然，作為我哋基督徒父母，我哋係應該帶領小朋友去嗰個方向。
To point them or direct them towards Christ.
指引佢去主耶稣基督嗰度。
However, the second interpretation, maybe one that we don't think of as often,
但系第二个解释可能我哋冇谂得咁多嘅系
，is the child's individual way or the way that they are bent，
系可能佢个人嘅道路或者系佢一啲嘅特质。
Now we all understand that each child that we encounter is created uniquely。
我哋都知道我哋嘅每个小朋友神创造佢都系唔同嘅。
Children might have similar temperaments.
可能小朋友有差唔多嘅性格。
But they have completely different interests.
但佢哋嘅興趣可能唔同。
Or vice versa, they have similar interests.
或者調翻轉佢哋興趣相似。
But completely different temperaments.
但係啲脾性好唔同。
Some children are more physically inclined.
有啲可能比較好動啲。
Some are much more mental.
有啲可能會中意諗嘢多啲。
Some maybe don't have control emotionally yet.
有啲可能比較感性一啲。
And the number of variables, just like we saw in those formulas, is limitless.
我哋睇到小朋友呢個唔同，好似頭先我哋睇嗰啲公式咁，係好多唔同嘅。
So this interpretation of the way suggests that as parents, we need to discover how each of our children are bent.
所以我哋係喺呢度，如果我哋要應用嘅話，我哋要諗下，我哋點樣去發現我哋小朋友大家唔同嘅特質。
What makes them tick?
點樣樣可以令到佢哋做一件事咧
？What specific gifts and talents and natural abilities do they have？
佢哋究竟有啲咩恩賜，有啲咩才能或者天分咧
？What helps our children to respond in the best way for them？
點樣先可以幫到佢哋最好做出最好嘅反應咧
？So again, this interpretation as parents, we are called to encourage them in the way they are bent。
所以呢度係叫到我哋作為父母嘅，我哋要。鼓勵佢哋發展佢哋嘅特質。
Now going back to our little baseball illustration.
好，翻返我哋頭先講嗰個比賽。
As I got to know these boys on this team a little bit more through practices and through some of the games.
咁通過練習啊比賽，我更加認識呢啲嘅小朋友。
I realized that each boy has their own individual quirk.
我發覺呢啲小朋友個個都有自己嘅特點。
Some kids they just cried really really easy.
有啲真係好易喊。
Some were really, really fast to respond to instruction or when they saw the ball.
有啲真係反應得好快。
And some were incredibly slow.
有啲調翻轉比較慢。
Now again, we're dealing with five-year-olds, so pretty much everyone is easily distracted.
大家唔好唔記得，呢啲係五歲小朋友，所以大家都好心散。
And those of you who maybe been through this know that every five-year-old loves to play in the dirt.
亦都大家可能知道啲小朋友中意喺啲泥度玩。
And so for me, you know, as an adult or as a coach, my first inclination is just to grab everyone's attention. Everybody, come baseball ready.
咁作為教練，我就會話：大家準備好，我哋開始打波啦。
As if that means anything to them.
就好似但對佢嚟講，我講嘅嘢廢嘅。
But unfortunately, that means nothing.
完全係冇作用。
And I quickly learned that I pretty much, as a coach, had to train each one individually.
當我做呢個教練嘅時候，我就明白到對每個小朋友，我哋都要係一對一係特別嘅去訓練佢。
One boy I saw was unfortunately was constantly being scolded by his father。
有個小朋友好不幸，佢成日俾阿爸鬧。
And he didn't really get into baseball at all。
佢打波都好似冇乜興趣。
And so I pulled him aside and I started like joking with him and teasing him a little bit。
咁我就拉埋佢一邊，同佢講下笑，同佢玩下咁樣。
And he started laughing and I started just practicing, you know, just throw the ball to me.
咁佢就開始開心啦，開始玩啦。
And he started having fun.
佢開始 enjoy 呢場比賽啦。
And he started doing what I was instructing him.
咁開始佢就聽牧師講一啲嘅教訓。
And my wife told me later on that she saw his father like just happy that he was responding.
咁師母見到即係同牧師講咗，其實佢爸爸後屘都見到都好開心。
Now there was another boy.
有另一個小朋友。
He was extremely talented.
佢非常之有天分。
He was small, but he could hit the ball so far.
佢好細，但佢打個波打得好遠。
But there was one thing that he did in the field that I could never understand.
但佢有一樣嘢喺場比賽度，有一樣我永遠都唔明。
And as he's waiting for the ball to get hit,
當佢等個波打過嚟嘅時候
，he would just be jumping around like this.
佢跳下跳下咁樣。
And I went to, I was like, Henry, what are you doing?
佢話：你做乜啊？搞乜鬼
？And he said, I'm a bird.
我係一隻仔。
Again, my natural inclination to say, you're not a bird.
咁我自然反應就係你唔係雀仔。
But instead, to harness that energy, I told him, all right, next time that ball is hit, you fly to that ball.
但係我唔停止佢咁做，我同佢講，下次個波嚟嘅時候，你扮雀仔飛過去個波度。
And to my amazement, he got quite a few outs.
我覺得好奇妙，佢真係可以做得到。
Now, basically, the idea is that we try to apply these energies that they have toward the ball or to whatever play they have to make.
基本上個原理就係我哋將小朋友嘅精力去投入去個波同埋嗰場比賽嗰度。
Now, I remember with Henry in the very beginning of the season.
我記得佢啱啱係喺呢個比賽嘅開始嘅時候。
There was one time a ball was hit to him towards first base.
有個波喺個第一壘嗰度。
And as the ball was moving, we had four coaches yelling at him.
當個波嚟緊嘅時候，有四個教練大聲咁嗌
：Get the ball, tag the base. Get the ball, tag the base.
去個 base 嗰度。
And it was so overwhelming. He just dropped everything and started crying.
呢樣對佢嚟講係太大嘅嘢，所以佢係喊咗出嚟。
It was during that time that there must be a better way.
我諗嗰啲嘅有其他好啲嘅方法。
Some other boys, all they need is just a pat on the back or a high five.
有啲小朋友可能拍一拍膊頭，或者用個 high five 咁擊掌下就 OK 啦。
But at the end of the day, now please get this, at the end of the day, the purpose was not just to satisfy the individual need of the kid. That was not the purpose.
但係歸根究底，我哋咁做目的唔係滿足小朋友嘅要求。
The ultimate purpose for these boys was to help them build a love for baseball.
我哋咁做係希望可以建立到佢對呢個棒球嘅熱愛。
Now this is the same for us as parents, as Christian parents.
對於我哋基督徒父母其實都係一樣嘅原理。
We need to figure out what makes our kids tick.
我哋要諗下有啲咩嘢可以幫助我哋小朋友去做一啲屬靈上嘅事情咧。
How do they tick spiritually?
點樣先可以靈命上面可以 tick 起上嚟咧
？What makes them connect and to relate with God?
點樣先可以幫助佢同神去聯繫起上嚟咧
？Some kids love hearing Bible stories and lessons.
有啲小朋友中意係聽聖經故仔或者係上堂。
Some kids feel God emotionally through music and the lyrics that they hear.
有啲小朋友聽到音樂、聽到歌詞嘅時候，佢覺得係同神有好近嘅關係。
Some enjoy the large context of being with people and fellowshipping.
有啲會中意係團契生活。
Others love the one-on-one and just relationship with people.
有啲中意少人啲一對一咁樣去有啲時間花時間一齊。
And as we think about parenting, we need to have a healthy blend of both ways.
作為我哋基督徒父母，我哋要將呢啲嘅唔同嘅方式去好健康咁樣擺埋一齊。
We're not just catering to what this child wants.
我哋唔係完全係只係話滿足呢個小朋友嘅要求。
But we are encouraging them in the way in which they personally connect and build a deeper relationship with God.
我哋目的係鼓勵佢去同神有更好嘅關係。
So that they, not just so that they will feel better, but so that they will love God.
不只是他们觉得好，而是令到他们更加爱主。
Like I said in the beginning, there's no one formula that's going to work with every child.
好像刚才这样说，没有一条公式是对所有小朋友都行得通的。
Sometimes you just need to make it up as you go along.
有时候你可能一路做，一路要去想解仔。
And realize that as parents, we're going to make mistakes, or maybe we've made mistakes.
我们可能一路做，一路犯错。
But also know that that's okay.
但係明白到咁樣做係冇問題嘅。
As a parent, I have made countless mistakes with my children, thinking that because one way worked with one particular child, therefore it should work with the rest of them.
咁我作為家長，我都犯咗好多嘅錯誤。比如我覺得係有一個方法對一個小朋友係 OK 嘅時候，應該係同一個方法係對其他小朋友都冇問題啦。
But I quickly learned with four children, oftentimes that means that there's four different methods.
但我好快理解到，當我有四個小朋友嘅時候，其實就要有四個方法。
And like I mentioned earlier, one of them is going to be a teenager next year.
剛才講到有一個好快就會去到青少年啦。
And as I thought about math formulas, teenage years is like when you first learn about imaginary numbers.
當我哋諗翻頭先個 math quiz 嘅時候，就係
It makes no sense.
就係虛數。Doesn't make sense.
Now, some quick applications as we think about what it looks like to train in the way.
咁啲簡單嘅應用係點樣做咧？
The first one is as parents, we need to understand what it means to be more sensitive.
第一件，我哋作為父母，我哋要保持敏感。
What it means to actually understand each child, if we have multiple children, each child's needs.
點樣去明白每一個唔同小朋友佢哋唔同嘅需要？
Or even as we're teaching, if we're helping in a church or teaching children, each child has individual needs.
又或者我哋喺教會去教小朋友嘅時候，每個小朋友佢哋都有唔同嘅需要。
So we must realize that all the kids are different, and oftentimes different approaches are needed with them.
我哋明白唔同小朋友要用唔同嘅方法。
Second, we need to consider our methods of discipline.
第二嘅，我哋要去諗下點樣去管教嘅方法。
Again, one way may work with one child, but for another, it does nothing or means nothing.
可能一個方法對一個小朋友係 OK， 但係對另一個小朋友係完全冇用嘅。
In my experience, I'm not sure if I triggered somebody's Siri or, but in my experience, you know, with one child, a simple I can sometimes just look at the child this way, and they'll just change.
可能對一啲小朋友，牧師只要望一望佢，佢就會停止。
But for another, I look at the person or at my child, they're just like.
第二個可能你望好耐，佢都望咗第二度唔。
And so different approaches are needed when it comes to discipline.
要需要唔同嘅方法。
We could go on and on about that, but third, we need to be flexible.
第三講到我哋係要靈活嘅。
Our children are changing all the time, and as such, as parents, we also need to learn what it looks like to change with them.
小朋友係不斷咁變，我哋作為父母，我哋都要去變。
We need to remember that the things around them are changing and fluctuating all the time with our kids, especially the way our society is right now.
我哋都要明白喺小朋友周圍嗰個環境亦都係不斷咁變緊。
And so the idea or preparation of being flexible gives us that preparation to bend and understand a little more instead of snapping at that first mention of resistance or change.
我哋有靈活性可以幫助到我哋能夠可以學識忍讓，或者去明白小朋友更加多，而唔係一開始有少少唔如我哋意嘅時候，我哋就鬧。
And then fourth, we need to be diligent.
第四，我哋要勤力。
We need to keep up with our kids.
我哋要跟得上小朋友。
We need to commit to spending as much time as we can each day with them.
我哋要肯花時間。
And as often as possible.
亦都越多越好。
We need to make it a priority to be intentional, maybe even calendaring it in our calendars every single day.
我哋需要將呢一樣嘢擺成一個優先次序，刻意嘅咁樣去 set apart 一啲時間。
And then finally, we look at the principle in this verse.
最尾我講到原則。
It says, "Even when he is old, he will not depart from it."
就係講到就是到老，他也不偏離。
Now, when we read this verse, maybe if you read this for the first time, it sounds a lot like a promise.
當我哋睇呢段經文，我哋覺得好似一個應許。
Some of us might read this verse in conjunction with a story like the parable of the lost son. And we might say, aha, I knew that prodigal son was going to come back because it's promised right here in Proverbs.
我們可能會將這段經文和浪子的比喻擠在一起來看，我們說，哦，我們可以將這段經文去使用在那裡，擺到明這個浪子是會回頭的。
But what we have to remember is we're reading a proverb.
但我哋要小心，我哋睇呢段係箴言。
And the story of the prodigal son is a parable.
浪子嗰個故仔係比喻。
Proverbs are wise sayings, and a parable oftentimes they're taken or meant to be taken as more of a concept or as a metaphor rather than to be taken as a blanket statement for all of life.
我哋睇比喻嘅時候，佢係講啲概念，可能啲比喻唔係即係放諸四海皆準嘅一啲規則。箴言亦都係一啲智慧嘅言語。
A proverb is not an absolute guarantee for life.
箴言唔係生活嘅保證。
And so this proverb is a principle.
所以呢個箴言係一個原則。
There's no guarantee of A plus B equals C.
呢度冇保證 A 加 B 等於 C.
Rather, it's A plus B leads to C.
或者可能係通常 A 加 B 係大過等於 C 嗰個方向。
Our job as parents is to train up our kids.
我哋作為家長，我哋係要訓練我哋嘅兒女。
To equip and to grow them in the understanding of God's role in their life.
我哋要裝備佢，令到佢瞭解係神嘅生活嘅角色。
But at the end of the day, we cannot rely on guarantees.
但係我哋唔可以依靠呢個嘅保證。
As parents, we cannot be so arrogant to say that the future salvation of our kids depends on how we brought them up.
作為父母，我哋唔可以好驕傲咁話小朋友嘅得救係完全取決係我點樣教佢哋。
And on the opposite side, we cannot say or feel this guilt over some of the choices that our kids might make maybe in the future if they should fall away from the Lord.
但調翻轉，如果他日小朋友係離開咗神嘅時候，佢哋有佢哋嘅選擇嘅時候，我哋都唔需要咁自責。
Our calling and job as parents is simply to train them up in the way of the Lord according to their way as best as we can.
我哋嘅工作就係去教養佢哋，盡量去用一啲唔同方法去教養佢哋。
God has placed us in this unique role to plant seeds in their hearts, but at the end of the day, we must realize.This is what Scripture tells us, that it's the Holy Spirit that makes things grow.
上帝俾咗我哋一個好獨特嘅角色，就係喺佢哋心目中去播種。但係講到尾都係聖靈係佢工作，係俾佢哋成長。
This idea was reinforced in my mind and heart at that conference I mentioned from a number of weeks, maybe months ago.
咁呢一個想法亦都係我喺一個會議裏邊去更加加強。
And the speaker was sharing from this passage in James chapter 5, verses 7 to 8.And this passage says this, See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient.
看啊，農夫忍耐等候地裏寶貴的出產，直到得了秋雨、春雨，你們也當忍耐。
And the idea is this, the farmer can only plant the seeds and he can only prepare the soil so much.
農夫做嘅只係可以播種或者去翻土。
His goal is to provide as healthy and as good of an environment for his seeds to bear fruit and crops to grow.
佢個目的淨係去為到呢個生長係提供一個健康同埋良好嘅環境。
But at the end of the day, he has no control of the rain.
但係講到尾，雨水唔係佢控制。
Only God can provide the rain.
只有神可以俾雨水佢。
And so we can, as parents, till the soil in our children's hearts.
所以作為父母，我哋都可以去翻土喺小朋友嘅心裏邊。
And we can plant seeds to them as much as possible.
我哋可以盡量去播種。
But realize that only God, only the Holy Spirit, can give that rain for that fruit, for those seeds to grow in our kids' hearts.
就係知道只有聖靈先可以去俾雨水，令到呢個嘅生命去生長。
So our goal as parents is to plant and to pray.
所以我哋嘅工作係去播種同埋去祈禱。
One other verse that was shared at this conference, and we'll close our time.
另外一段經文，我講完就會結束呢個今日嘅講道。
And this is from John chapter 5, verse 5.
係出自約翰福音十五章五節。
Probably a very familiar passage as well, where Jesus talks about the vine.
大家應該都會好熟悉係講到葡萄樹。
And he says this. He says, "I, Jesus, am the vine. You are the branches."
講到我主耶穌係葡萄樹，你們是枝子。
And the speaker was stressing so much to us.
個講者係好特別嘅強調。
That Jesus as the vine, Jesus is the source.
主耶穌先至係個源頭。
And as branches, we just carry the message and we provide a nurturing environment for our children.
作為枝子，我哋嘅責任淨係傳達呢個信息，為到孩子去俾一個好好嘅養育嘅環境。
But the pressure is not on us to produce the fruit.
但係結果子呢樣嘢唔係我哋嘅工作。
Our job is to stay connected as the branches is to stay connected to the vine.
我哋作為枝子要聯繫主耶穌。
We are called to live out Jesus and to carry that message from the source to our kids.
我哋嘅工作係要活出基督，將主耶穌係喺俾小朋友睇得到。
We are called to provide the best and most nurturing environment for our kids to thrive spiritually.
我哋係俾佢最好嘅養育環境，使到佢哋喺靈命上面可以成長。
Note, it's not necessarily to provide the most comfortable environment.
唔一定俾一個最舒適嘅環境俾佢哋。
or to produce the most academically fitting environment.
或者係學術裏邊最好嘅成嘅環境。
Not that any of those things are bad.
唔係話嗰啲唔好。
But what environment will most point our kids to love Jesus Christ?
但係咩嘅環境先能夠令到我哋嘅孩子更加愛主咧？
The church is part of that.
教會係其中一部分。
But the reality is that it's only a small percentage of that nurturing environment.
但係其實應該只係一小部分。
The home and the family needs to demonstrate the most to our children.
我哋屋企或者係家庭更加需要向住我哋嘅小朋友去示範。
And as parents, if we are staying connected to Jesus,
如果我哋作為父母，我哋可以連於基督嘅話
，and our homes and our families, our environments are demonstrating Jesus.
我哋嘅屋企就可以示範到主耶穌。
Then eventually our kids will naturally see it.
我哋嘅小朋友係會睇得到嘅。
They will see and feel the lasting effects of the gospel at home and at church.
佢會睇到福音嘅大能喺屋企亦都喺教會。
And by God's grace, then our children will want to make that decision for themselves to be grafted to that vine of Jesus.
我哋靠住神嘅恩典，呢啲小朋友最终佢哋都会想接到葡萄树上边。
And so may we commit as a church and as parents to commit our lives to live in the way.
愿意我哋每一个都承诺系以主嘅生活方式去生活。
May we be committed to train them up in the way.
我哋去致力去教养呢啲小朋友
，so that they too would stay true in this way.
所以他们能够坚持到底。
Let's pray.
我们祈祷。
Father, again, we thank you so much for your word.
天父，感谢你的话语。
God, we know that you alone are the perfect parent.
我知道你才是完美的父亲、母亲。
And God, that you are training us every single day, God, to be more and more like your son.
你每一天都去训练我们，让我们更加似你。
God, we pray that you would guide us in what it looks like to train up our children.
我求你带领我哋知道点样去带领去教小朋友。
God, that they might decide for themselves to love you and to serve you faithfully.
让佢哋可以去爱你，亦都去侍奉你。
God, they would commit themselves to you, God, and to accept you as their personal Lord and Savior.
佢哋会交上佢哋自己，接受主耶稣做佢哋嘅教主。
God, so we submit ourselves to you.
主，我哋献上我哋自己。
And our children to you.
亦都献上我哋嘅孩子。
And our church to you.
我哋嘅教会。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.